What's up, guys? It's Gray Haas, and you have no idea how much it helps us when people like Gary, Amanda A., David A.S., and someone called Big Easy Blasphemy, great handle, by the way, join the Patreon. Our goal is to try to get to 500 supporters over there, which frees us up to do more things like live shows, live streams, and bonus content. You can even do a free trial. So please, please help us reach our goal of 500 supporters. For the price of a cup of coffee per month, you can help Mega keep going. Head to patreon.com/megathepodcast or check the link in the show notes. And thanks. Hey friends, you've probably heard me mention ButcherBox on here before, but if you haven't tried it, I gotta wonder, maybe you just hate deals? ButcherBox is high-quality meat and seafood you can trust, delivered right to your doorstep. It takes the guesswork out of shopping, and it is a godsend when it comes to saving me money and time. And here's the thing. If you're going to be cooking meat or seafood, just give it a try for a month and see if you like it. It feels decadent to have a freezer stocked with your favorite ingredients, and truly, who else is offering you free protein for a year? That's manna from heaven. What even is manna, by the way? Anyway, today, ButcherBox is giving Mega listeners free ground beef for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order. Use my link, butcherbox.com/mega, and use code MEGA to get free ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/mega, and use the code MEGA.
Because I really value truth, misinformation really, really scares me. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that dismantles new age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis. At their best, they attack public health efforts in times of crisis. And at their worst, it's like they're recruiting for the fever dream of QAnon. On Conspirituality, you will have a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic all discussing stories and cult dynamics and helping educate us and using proven science as their guiding light. I really recommend the Jordan Klepper episode talking about creating comedy in the MAGAverse. Jordan's incredible. And I also really love the Medical Medium episode. It's really good, and not just because I've had my own weird experiences with mediums. From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality podcast will help you stay informed against misinformation and resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mega is an improvised satire from the staff of a fictional megachurch.
We are here, Lord, we are here, and we're ready to podcast.
Hey, what's up, everyone? It's Greg and Holly.
Hi.
We just have a little bit of Mega housekeeping, some great announcements and stuff to share with you.
Woohoo!
You know, you've heard us mention Patreon before. We also now have Mega Premium. What that means is if you're an Apple listener, you can just hit subscribe or head to the link in the show notes for everybody else. And you get ad-free listening of any Mega episode, as well as bonus episodes. We are going to have returning characters from the world of Mega show up in your feed
As a bonus episode.
And that only comes out for premium people and for Patreon members. So make sure that you sign up for that. It's such a great way to support the podcast. And there are so many cool benefits that are associated with.
Like Day Labonte is a returning character, and he can edify your life in the middle of the week, get you toward the weekend. But not only do you get them ad-free, another reason why you might be interested now in doing Patreon, joining Patreon or becoming a premium member is because you will get access to our new fan fiction recordings. We've been recording fan fiction episodes with Patreon members and now with premium members, and you will get a really deep discount on recording your own episode with Hallie and Gray. And we've done some, and they've been so fun.
They're really,
really good. And if you've ever thought, it would be fun, I could do this podcast, I could be a guest. So far, it's true. Everyone has been so fun to play with. So come play with us. Do a fan fiction episode. It'll have the theme music. You can share it with your friends. And we have a really great time doing it.
Last and certainly not least, we have a live show coming up in Los Angeles. That is going to be March 17th, St. Patty's Day. So please go ahead if you're in the LA area, or hell, fly in.
Yeah, save the date.
We would love to see you at Dynasty Typewriter. The link's in the show notes. That is on St. Patty's Day, March 17th.
Mega. I'm Hallie Labonte, and this is Mega, coming to you from Twin Hills Community Church, where every single week we give our Mega Church a tiny family feel, introducing you to members of our church staff and people from our community, and I always find it to be a treat and a treasure. Well, per usual, I'm joined by my co-host. He's the youth pastor for our high school ministry called Climax. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Mr. Gray Haas.
The problem of pain and you get all the gains, Hallie. How are you?
Oh, you have a problem with pain in your life, like the C.S. Lewis book?
Oh, well, Hallie, you know, I guess I do. It's been kind of a tough week.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, my friend.
Yeah, I've got a lot of stuff going on in my personal life.
Oh.
I guess foremost on the list is that, I'm not sure if I've mentioned him before, but my friend Clay Mason Bannerman and I went and saw Michael Bublé.
Oh.
It was just a disappointment, Hallie.
Oh, really? I would think it would be awesome.
I know. I think we went in with really high expectations, and he basically lip-synced the whole thing.
Is that right?
Yeah. And I think even the whole orchestra was, what do you call that, horn-syncing?
They were playing a track? Yeah, they were just making movements with their arms, but
it
not...
It sounded exactly like the CD, and we were just really disappointed because Clay and I loved Michael Bublé until this weekend.
That's a shame. I mean, he's playing this huge stadium show and they're just playing his CD.
I know. It really was a bummer. Just a heartbreak.
I'm so sorry.
Thanks, Hallie. And then, you know, I guess second from that was I lost a friend this week.
Like a falling out or
no,
a death?
Died. I know.
Gray, I'm so sorry.
And I hate to stack that under the Michael Bublé thing, but, you know, I'll tell you, Hallie, he was my best friend growing up.
Oh.
And I don't like to name names, but his name was Jeremothy Nathanton.
Okay.
And he was one of the guys who led me to Christ. Honestly, Hallie, we were in Young Life together, which we call Teen Time in Australia. And yeah, he died. He was just so young. And so, yeah, that was kind of shocking.
Oh, no. How old was he?
Well, he was my age, Hallie, so he was young.
Oh, how did he pass?
Well, this is really crazy. He had gotten home because he got home early because he was celebrating his anniversary with his wife. And he had gotten a bottle of Martinelli's cider.
Oh, non-alcoholic champagne.
Yes.
You gotta pop some champers if you got something to celebrate.
And he's so young, but it was the 20th anniversary, and he went to open up the Martinelli's, and the cork shot straight into his mouth and went down his throat.
It lodged in his throat?
Well, no, Hallie. Actually, he has no gag reflex, so it just went straight down his throat. And this is the strange thing, is that they took him to ER, and the doctor just said, it's going to be fine. You'll just pass it. Right.
Oh,
so two, three days later, I guess what happened is it just got somewhere lodged inside of him and just kind of twisted up his intestines and he just fell over dead.
Oh, no.
I know.
It happens every day.
I know.
I mean, I've heard it with dogs. It's very common.
If they eat too fast,
their intestines twist up and they twist and tie and they die.
I know. So that did happen. I was heartbroken about the Bublé thing, but also, you know, Jeremothy, RIP.
Oh, Gray, are you just devastated?
Oh, no, Hallie, I am. No, nope. I never cry. I never cry at a Christian funeral.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, no. Why, Hallie?
Well,
Jeremothy is in a better place. And so, I celebrated.
Yeah.
I was just like, you know, this guy knew exactly where he was going. Yes, it's a bit sad that he got sort of a cork down his gut. But there is no way that I'm going to cry and be sad about it because he's in a better place. He's with God. He's with Jesus. And I said that to his family. I just said, guys, you got to let this go. You're going to see him. It's going to be a few years. You're going to see him. We're all going to be together. It's going to be awesome. Everyone stop crying. And I think that really helped them with the grieving process.
Well, you're not wrong. I mean, and you know what? Jeremothy is not grieving his death. He's happy. He's having the time of his life
right now.
He's looking at God. He's in total awe. He's got angels doting on him, bringing him stuff. He's got live music happening. He has no pain ever again for the rest of his life.
He's listening to whatever the version of heavenly Michael Bublé is right now. And let me tell you, they play the instruments and
it's
they don't
not lip-synced in heaven.
And so I think it's just important to remember that I do get sad when somebody that doesn't know Christ dies, but I don't get sad when somebody that does know Christ dies, because I say, I'll see you soon.
It might even be sooner than later to them, because if they're in heaven, there is no time.
That's right.
So that means you're probably already there.
And this whole thing's going down any day now, so I don't think we need to worry. How was your week, Allie?
Oh, well, speaking of dogs eating things too fast, I got my heart kind of broken this week too, Gray. It was
really?
I had a real unsettling event. As you know, I got Frenchies and I got Corgis. I'm a real dog freak and fanatic, and I love them, and they give me so much love. You know, in a household where I'm raising kids who are always, you know, pushing back on me and giving me a hard time, my dogs are the most, I don't know, loving representation of an unconditional love like our Heavenly Father's that I think I'm ever going to experience on this earth. But this week, my female Frenchie did something real out of character.
Oh, really? Which Frenchie?
The female. She ate my Bible.
Oh, no.
Ripped it to shreds, consumed most of the papers. I mean, I don't think it's detrimental to her health, but I took it as a real alarming symbol or signal or something.
Was it the family Bible?
Well, it was my son, Day. It was his baptism Bible.
Oh, well, and I wouldn't be surprised if Day fed it to her.
And she seemed to be okay and wasn't in distress or have diarrhea or anything. And I was trying not to take it as some kind of weird symbolism of, like, I don't know, my son's faith or my dog's faith in our family faith.
No, that doesn't mean anything, Hallie. It's just a dog ate a Bible.
But then my female Frenchie, she turns around and ate my walk through the Bible
oh,
that
no.
I keep by my bed for my daily devotions.
She's just seeking out all the Bibles in the house.
And she's not usually a chewer and an eater. And she just shredded my Bible. It's one that's engraved. I was devastated.
Is it one of those things where a lot of times I know when there's a new baby in the house, the dog will get very jealous because you're giving a new baby a lot of love? Maybe it's one of those things where you're giving your Bible a lot of love and finally the dog said, I'm jealous.
Oh, that means a lot to me, Gray. I do appreciate that. Because I don't know. I know that demons went into a band of pigs.
It's actually a band of brothers. It's a passel of pigs.
A murder of pigs. And in the Bible, in the New Testament. But I thought, what if a demon got into my dog? Because I wouldn't be able to live like that. And I was hoping that all the drama was over. And then before I knew it, she turns around and she eats my husband, Lance Labonte, his Max Luke Cato book, You Are Special, which
what?
Might as well be his Bible.
Oh my goodness, Hallie. I cannot believe that. Wow, two Bibles in an almost Bible.
I know. My husband, Lance Labonte, said he thinks she should be put down.
Oh, maybe you should. I don't know.
I said over my dead body. And then what I decided to do is I collected the rest of the Bibles around the entire household, any other extraneous or alluring Christian literature. And what I did is I put it under the sink in the kitchen with all the other poison stuff because there are child locks. See?
Good idea.
When you listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone, the comedy podcast, you get a belly full of laughs and a head full of real information. Our gallimaufry of expert guests answer questions on stuff adults need to know. I have mold in my dwelling. What do? What's gerrymandering? What happens chemically when I fall in love? How do I handle a parent-teacher conference? What are microbes? Listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone. Solve problems, get laughs.
Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin El-Hassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
Well, we're trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain.
Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated? or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Mays, why do you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinefo.
Wherever you get podcasts.
Just like God directs our paths, our guest today directs our feet right into movie heaven with some God-honoring Academy Award-winning movies. It is my pleasure to introduce Sharika Payne. Welcome to the program. How are you?
I am doing so good. How are you?
Sharika, it is so nice to have you because I think what people don't realize is here at the Twin Hills Community Church campus, we also have a state-of-the-art IMAX theater. I think we have 5 screens here, and you are managing all of that. Tell us a little bit about what's going on over at Movie Heaven.
Oh, I mean, it is just fantastic. Well, we do have a little bit of a problem with the teens.
Oh, really?
Sneaking in.
Yeah.
Not paying for tickets.
Okay.
And the worst part is, like, I'm friends with a lot of them.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm friends with a lot of them. And I'm not the type of person, I mean, the Lord sees everything. I'm not the type of person to talk gossip. I never like to gossip.
Okay.
I will say I've seen a few of them making out. Not to name anybody, Cassandra saw her in the back of the theater making out with Timothy. And that's not to name anybody because I know the Lord saw it and I don't want anybody to get in trouble. I did see that.
Oh, I don't like to name names either, but is that...
Same.
Right. And that's Timothy Debutante, I'm sure, and Cassandra Holmes. Is that right?
Uh-huh. But Timothy... I said I don't like to share too many fibs or anything, but Timothy, I know he stole the popcorn the last time I was there.
Because I worked
the popcorn station. Yeah. He came right behind the counter and stole it. Stole it.
Oh, no.
Now, I didn't call the police, but I did call on Jesus.
Okay.
See?
I called on Jesus. See?
And what did he say?
You know, he said, caught me. He tried to pretend like I didn't see him.
Okay.
Well, he tried to pretend like I was okay with it. He knew I saw him.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He thought I was okay with it. And I didn't say, and I said, well, you know what? It is not me. It's about Jesus.
Is that right?
And are you disappointed?
Well,
the good
see.
Lord.
See?
Isn't that right?
And I don't want to get into it too fast because I know there's so many things to cover.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you find wholesome movies? Are you screening out all the filth that Hollywood puts out? I know you have so much on your plate, but I do know that movie theaters are a place where teens go to do some fingering and things that happen in the dark. And it's a shame that you got to bring the lights down. But as soon as you bring the lights down for the movie, then you got teens in there with their wandering hands.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wonder, like, are you going to start imposing like some hand checks, get some like managers who are in there sort of overseeing and just watching the kids the whole time so that they're not, you know, stumbling in the flesh?
You're right. I think, you know, we should just get some cuffs. We should just cuff them right to those seats. A cuff on this side, a cuff on that side. And I proposed that to the manager, but he didn't want to hear me out because, you know, he doesn't have a relationship with Christ that I
have.
And the thing is, if you're not reading your word, I don't want to hear from it. You know what I mean? So he didn't quite agree with the handcuffs. If anything, he said it might be a little too kinky.
Oh.
And the kids might think, ooh, we're cuffing and humping.
Right. Isn't that right?
Well, and is that why a lot of the movies that you're screening now, you just are keeping the lights on the whole time? And I have heard some complaints.
Well, you know why? Because there's a glare. So when we keep the one light on in the middle of the theater, you can't quite see the center of the screen.
Okay.
But here's the thing. I can see what's happening in that theater. And
right.
I can see where those little hands and those fingers are at.
I see.
So we got to keep those lights on. And the thing is, a lot of the movies we're showing now are homemade, you know, from the church.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Twin Hills produced cinema.
Oh,
yeah.
That is
That's
amazing.
Awesome.
So you're just showing people's home videos on the IMAX screen.
We sure are. We sure are. Because we want to keep it wholesome and the good Lord first. It's focused on Him. It's Christ-centered.
And if Bob Saget taught us anything, it's that there's nothing funnier than a home video. And I do have to say, Sharika, I'm not done with this handcuff idea because I think you're onto something. Because you know how now you go into a show and they make you put your phone in a case that won't let your phone work? Maybe we could put the kids' hands into these sort of mitts or something that lock them off like the way they lock your phone. and then maybe, you know, it's magnetic or something. And so they can't get out of these mitts. So even if they were trying to paw at each other, they wouldn't be able to get to any of the details because of the big, like, pawy mitts. Ooh. You know what I mean?
You know, that makes me think of that one. We played a clip recently for the kids about a bear, and the bear had these mitts on, which were his paws. And the bear ended up devouring a whole campsite worth of food. Oh. It was actually quite funny. But the thing was, it was a lot of unmarried folks there having some Christ-like sex, is what I'll say. With, you know, they weren't married. So inevitably, so I think the bear knew. The bear was a soldier for the good Lord. Isn't that crazy when the bear just ends up showing up for him?
That's true. Like when Elijah directed the bears to kill all those kids in the Old Testament when they made fun of him being bald. God does use a bear. God will use a bear.
God will use a bear.
Wow. No, and unmarried sex really grieves the heart of God.
Really, and not does. Those bears, you know, on the line, on the websites, the real bears.
Right.
That's right.
Now, Sharika, I do want to ask you, how did you get interested in the movies? Because this just seems like you've been working as a middle manager at the movie theater now ever since we opened. And, you know, I do know you do a lot of the programming. You know, I think one thing we can rest assured is that, you know, Passion of the Christ plays every single weekend Twin Hills. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So what got you into movies and the love of movies and Christian movies specifically?
Yeah,
I'm going to give y'all something real quick. This is from my heart. I can only imagine what it'll be like when I'm standing in your sight. It's a song, you know, I know you know it. It's a Christ-like song about how you can only imagine when you see Christ. Yes. And it lays on my heart because I was like, well, I'm not seeing Christ today. What else can I see? What else can I visualize, see before I see Christ? And I said, I can see movies.
It's a visual medium. Yeah.
It's a visual medium. It pulled on my heartstrings. And I said, you know what? I should be the manager at this movie theater. Now, I didn't go out and grab a camera and try to produce it and write it and shoot it and do all of that stuff when I thought about movies. I decided I wanted to be the manager, assistant manager, right. You know? And I could be the real manager if I wanted to, but I'll let Harold do that.
Yeah. And I guess, are you the assistant manager or are you the assistant to the manager? I've always kind of wondered about that.
I'm the assistant's assistant manager.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah. There's levels. Yeah. I'm working my way up the system, the food chain, just like Christ did.
Well, speaking of sexual purity, Sharika, forgive me if this is too personal a question, but, you know, it might help people to hear, how did you stay pure as a teen and keep from stumbling in the flesh and getting busy with the boys and whatnot? Because what I do is I tell all my daughters, what I like to do with my daughters is I constantly point out their physical flaws. So that think, well, if a boy ever saw this, it would be so disappointing or possibly disgusting to them that they would never speak to me again. It's just because their purity is very important to me. How did you keep from stumbling in the flesh?
Amen. You know what I keep in my house? I have a little a Bunsen burner right here. And anytime I get a little aroused, I think, do I want to burn in hell? I don't want to burn in hell. I touch that Bunsen burner really quick.
You
know, I actually got a couple burns on me.
Oh, look at those burns.
Because that was Satan. That was Satan. And I had to feel Satan myself. I said, you know what, Satan? You're not going to get me. You're not going to get me to, you know, sway in temptation. And I started doing that when I was 15. I actually had fully burnt legs right here from making sure.
Sharika. Oh, that looks like it needs a graft or something. Are you okay?
No, I'm doing just fine. I'm doing the Lord's work. And that's why I'm not just okay. I'm okay.
It is really amazing that, I mean, I just want to follow up on the Bunsen burner. Were you into chemistry or something before this? Because there are other hot things, I guess, in a house. I would never expect a Bunsen burner at the house.
A Bunsen burner. Yeah, you know, since I started burning myself when I was in high school, I've had access, you know. It was a chemistry lab. And, you know, actually my lab partners thought I was crazy. And I said they thought the same thing about Jesus, didn't they? They thought he was crazy.
They
persecuted him. That's and then I said, y'all don't have to persecute me with the burner. I'll persecute myself because if I'm a little aroused and thinking I'm horny, and now let me tell you right now with these burn marks, no one's checking You know?
Right.
That's biblical. I'll tell you what, the Bible says, if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off. You know, if your horniness is going to pull you to hell, burn it off. You know, I think that is very God-honoring.
It's a literal burning bush, like in the Bible.
Because I really value truth, misinformation really, really scares me. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that dismantles New Age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis. At their best, they attack public health efforts in times of crisis, and at their worst, it's like they're recruiting for the fever dream of QAnon. On Conspirituality, you will have a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic all discussing stories and cult dynamics and helping educate us and using proven science as their guiding light. I really recommend the Jordan Klepper episode talking about creating comedy in the MAGAverse. Jordan's incredible. And I also really love the Medical Medium episode. It's really good, and not just because I've had my own weird experiences with mediums. From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality podcast will help you stay informed against misinformation and resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you married?
No.
Okay.
The Lord hasn't sent the perfect person for me yet.
But you know what? God is preparing a man for you, a man who, who desires the smell of burning flesh. I mean, there's all kinds of people out there.
That's true. So I was dating a man, and, you know, he said that the smell of burning flesh actually repelled him. He wanted me to seek treatment, and he thought I needed help and tried to come for my mental health, that new word all the kids are using. I said, pray about it. I prayed about it. I don't believe in mental health. I believe in prayer. And I don't believe in therapy. I believe in talking to things.
Therapy.
Therapy.
That is awesome.
Yeah, therapy.
I just love that. And, you know, I do think, Sharika, that the ministry that you're doing as the assistant to the assistant manager at Movie Heaven, you are constantly meeting people, and you're constantly leading them to great home movies, great Christian movies. And ultimately, I think that is a very sacred bond that eventually someone's going to turn around and be like, hey, who was that lady that, you know, handcuffed me to the seat in the movie theater? I want to get to know her. Yeah. And I pray for you every day.
Oh, amen. Amen. Thank you so much. And you know what's crazy? I was just watching the movie Left Behind.
Awesome.
It's one of my favorite. It's one of my favorites, and it's about the rapture.
Yes.
And all of the sinners who get left behind. Yeah. And although I have not excelled in my career, you know, I'm still assistant to the assistant, and I haven't excelled in my relationships. You know, I haven't quite found a partner, and I have excelled with the Lord.
Oh, really?
That's where it counts.
And what does that look like?
You know, it looks like I watch Left Behind several times, and I also read my word. I read Revelations, especially, just so I know how everyone else is going to get punished at the end of this world. So I know that I'm moving forward, and they all getting that. So that's how it looks, really.
Yeah.
It looks like me and my Bible hugging up. And I'm married to Jesus. I don't need a physical partner, because I'm not in this physical realm.
And Jesus doesn't steal the remote. Am I right?
Accurate.
Well, any woman who is as devoted to God's word as you are, I think, I know God is preparing the perfect man for you, and I don't want you to be discouraged.
I'm not discouraged. I honestly am not attracted to men.
Oh, really? Okay.
I am, but I do pray on that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the prayer is very powerful. It is very powerful.
You know, I do want to circle back to one, and this is some feedback. It's not a criticism, but I have heard, and I guess this is also from me, is that, you know, some of the programming, and maybe you don't have to do anything with what movies are actually playing, but as far as I can tell, at Movie Heaven, we play home movies, we play Passion of the Christ, and then it seems like on the other two screens, it's either just rotating between Soul Surfer, God Is Not Dead, and Fireproof.
A Walk to Remember.
A Walk to Remember, The Apple Dumpling Gang, and then Left Behind.
Passion of the Christ.
I did say Passion of the Christ. So I guess what I'm wondering, out of these six movies, and we have been open for quite some time, have we thought about any other ways to possibly show something else? Because I think everybody's seen those movies at this point, and I think the criticism is maybe we show those movies too much, and they're possibly not as good as, say, Avatar 2, which I thought was amazing. You guys have got to see Avatar 2.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's like the best screensaver you've ever seen. It's like 3 hours of an amazing screensaver.
Wow.
I don't know what happened in a movie, but I don't know what happens in most movies. I'm just there for the visuals. So have you thought about changing the programming at all?
You know, I kind of think of it like the Bible, you know? Has it changed?
See.
Has it ever changed? You know? It has one author, the good
That's
Lord.
Right.
And he used the, you know, the men, as vessels, but some men just here and there. And there's a lot of women in it, too. So,
that's right.
You know, it's evenly dispersed.
That's right.
In the word of God.
You got Ruth. You got Naomi. You got Dorcas. Now, here's the thing, Sharika. If I might offer you a word basket of encouragement, because I know you got criticism from some of the parents with kids who have peanut allergies. But I like how you put the peanut M&Ms in the popcorn
so that
you can go right. And so I'm doing a salt. I'm doing a sweet. I'm doing a salt. I'm doing a sweet. I'm somebody who dips my Biggie fries in my Frosty. So when I got my first popcorn and I discovered it was filled with peanut M&Ms, I said, this woman is a genius. And just because one kid with an allergy dies at the movies, then all of a sudden they want to ruin it for everybody.
Right?
I think you're an artist.
And I just said, if the Lord called him home, the Lord called him
it
home.
Was his
Why
time.
Is that my fault?
He's in heaven
How
now.
Was that my
He's
fault?
Celebrating
it was
with
He's
Jesus.
In heaven with, look, I'm living to die. So if he got there before me, I mean, you know, I live to die, to get with my Lord and Savior. That's the only purpose of being
I can't
here.
Wait to die. I think about it all the time, Sharika.
Me
I
too.
Just, I'm so excited.
I'm excited for us.
Where did you grow up?
Well, you know, I was all over the place, but I did get my start in North Carolina.
Okay. Oh, are you an Army brat?
I am.
Oh,
really?
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Very patriotic.
I was wondering, well, it says God's Army on your sweatshirt there, but it does say, look, I thought that was an Army shirt when you came in here, but it's God's Army.
That's cool.
And then how did you end up in a relationship with Jesus Christ?
So I was, and it's crazy because my parents, they didn't find the Lord the way I did. And I feel for them. And I'm not here to judge. It's up to him to judge. But I just know there's only one way into heaven.
Oh, that's right.
And if you don't accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you're going to be burning in hell for the rest of your life. Or the rest of your eternity. Not your life, eternity.
Eternity.
Even longer.
Infinity.
Eternity. I was at the mall.
Awesome.
Bebopping as a little teeny bop. And I saw these kids get into this huge fight.
Okay.
Huge fight.
Oh, no.
Yep. Beat a kid up, you know. And, you know, I broke up the fight and I ended up getting knocked out as well.
Oh, no.
While I was breaking up the fight.
Oh,
yeah. So I ended up going to the hospital too, because I was in the wrong place, right time. Or was it? Because I ended up finding the good Lord through that place and time. And that hospital room. Yeah. I was sitting on that bed, and next to me was the kid who got beat up as well. And he was just like, we could have died. And I was like, and what would have happened if we had died? And he was like, well, I know I would go to heaven because I know who my Lord is. What about you? And, you know, later on, we didn't stay friends. He actually, he never talked to me again, but he did help me, you know, find Christ. And I would see him at school, like carrying my Bible, like, hey, I'm in the Word now. And he was like, shut up, loser. Uh-huh. You know, that was kind of the energy. But it was like a game we played. It was fun.
Oh, I love that story.
Yeah.
And I love that you had, I love that you had a friend for a moment out of that, and someone, you know, I think sometimes we forget that Jesus works in these amazing ways.
Yeah.
And the fact that you are doing the Christ-like thing of breaking up a fight, like Jesus, I imagine, would always probably jump into the middle of a fight and break it up.
Keep offering the other cheek.
Or if he was on the side of the, you know, of the good guys, I bet Jesus would also throw a few punches if he had to.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
And then there in a hospital, I mean, isn't that amazing that you are sharing a room at a hospital? I think that's awesome.
Right?
That's a God thing.
Angel. And I bet that's why he mistreated you afterwards, because he didn't want you to get too close and realize it was an angel. But I bet you that was an angel.
Wow.
I mean, we know angels are walking around us all the time.
They are. Uh-huh. They are amongst us. Wow. Uh-huh. My mind blown.
I mean, blown. Yeah, that's like the two angels that came to Lot's house in the Bible.
Yeah.
And all the people in Sodom and Gomorrah, they wanted to hump these yeah. angels. And Lot had to say, not today, not these angels. They're the guests
not
in
you
my
sinners.
Home. Thank you.
Not you sinners.
Mm-hmm. So if angels can walk up to Lot's house, you know what? An angel can jump into a fight with you and sit with you in a hospital room.
I mean, the Lord impregnated Mary in her sleep.
Well,
who would have thought?
See?
If you can wake up one day pregnant and had no sex ever, no sex mm-hmm. ever, you can't tell me the Lord won't work miracles like having an angel in the hospital room with me.
Isn't that right? The thing about angels is they don't wait for your consent. You know what I mean?
They don't.
They just do the act of God. They impregnate that teenage Mary, or they jump into a fight with teenage Sharika. And but you don't need to give an angel consent because they always yep. have your best interest in mind.
And you know, consent is one of those new age things that all the teens are saying. What does it even mean?
I don't,
you know,
actually know what does it
I
mean.
I don't even know.
I don't. They're all like, you got to get consent first and whatever.
Got to get consent.
I was like, well, what is that? Is that like signing an NDA? I don't understand this newfangled stuff.
It's all part of the cancel culture stuff that they put on the MTVs. Mm-hmm. And this is why I screen the same seven movies. I don't show the MTVs and the VH1s.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And is there a reason that you don't put any butter, that you don't have any butter with the popcorn? I just was wondering, is that because of the M&Ms?
You know, slippery is what I'll say that butter does with those hands.
Oh,
if
I
the
see.
Hands are slippity, slippity, slippity.
Okay.
And the butter, and it makes it easy to get sloshing in the theater
okay.
for the teens.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Now, for like a mother of, for instance, does warm butter work, like for instance, for a Midwestern mom who might be perimenopausal?
I'll say this. If you and your person have a you know, bag of popcorn, somebody slips something in the popcorn, it comes out of the popcorn slick, just like a slick Rick, slick and buttery.
Wow.
And I like extra butter on my popcorn, so
I guess I'm,
if you're like,
sorry,
me,
I asked.
That's a natural lubricant, and if it's natural,
yeah,
it's biblical.
Yeah,
that is so cool.
If it's natural, it's biblical. So for married folks, it's very cool.
That is so great. And I'm sorry I asked, I guess. You know, Sharika, there is something that God, I think, has put on my heart.
Oh,
and
gosh,
it
okay.
is that I did go to what I guess would be my fourth or fifth time seeing Fireproof last week. And one
wow.
question I did have for the IMAX screen, are there any Christian movies that have actually been shot in IMAX? Because it just doesn't seem basically at this point, with the lights on and with a movie playing on about one-fifth mm-hmm. of the screen size mm-hmm. in our theater,
yeah.
I'm just wondering, because it's sometimes I'm like, well, I should have just watched it at home because I have a 72-inch TV screen.
Yeah.
Are there any movies right now that are being shot on IMAX, or is that just not a thing that we do yet?
Where are you from? Perth?
Oh, I'm from Australia. Yeah, kind of all over.
No, which part?
Oh, kind of all.
Perth yeah. or Sydney?
Yeah, I'm from, you know, I started out in Brisbane, moved to Sydney for a while. Then I was in Auckland, finished up in I did some mission in Tasmania. And so kind of all over the place. New South Wales.
And how many movies they make out there?
Well, you know, we don't actually have any good actors from Australia or in Australia.
That's
so
true.
It's only about one a year, and usually they're pretty bad.
Exactly. So, I mean, you know, just perspective wise, I just wanted to give you a perspective. Like, I'm a professional movie maker, watcher, you know, whatever, a cinema goer, supporter,
right.
but Christian. So Christian
right.
first. And I'll say right now that the movie problem that you're having in regards to the size is that the movies that came out are BC, before Christ.
Mm.
BCE, IMAX, BCI, before Christ IMAX.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean? It all, and you know, and Christ intentionally did that. You know, he knew we would be in this time, in this era.
Oh, I see. So you're saying that making a movie on IMAX right now really doesn't even make sense, because Jesus is coming back any day. So why would you put
awesome.
Why would you put all that money up on an IMAX screen if you just really need to get the message out?
Well, speaking of being a movie screener, Sharika, are you always having to see all the new stuff that Hollywood's putting out so that you know when there's something wholesome? I mean, and when you're watching all these productions, how do you keep your mind pure and not be jaded by the way Hollywood's trying to groom you into, you know, a murdering, you know, a sex worker?
Let me tell you right now, all they do, they're grooming porn stars. That's right. They're grooming sex workers. Yep. They're grooming devils. They're literally, I mean, if I were to say the devil was a person, I'd say it was Hollywood. And if I were to say Hollywood was a person, I would say
it's the devil.
It's the devil. It's also going to say Ben Affleck or what's the other famous one? One of those Bens, you know, you just feel it.
Yeah, if the devil was going to be one person in a human body, I would say it was either going to be Ben Affleck or that Affleck duck.
I was going to say that Affleck duck. That is straight demonic. What ducks talk like that? Yeah. That is the devil at work, getting in our mind. You know why they call it TV programs? Huh. Because it is Satan's programming.
You know that's right.
It is Satan's programming of us.
And does Ben Affleck... Does Ben Affleck own Affleck?
I think it is his insurance company.
I think it is.
Because,
yeah,
you know,
it's his company.
Brad Pitt has a face lotion now, and so Ben Affleck's got to have a car insurance. You know, there are all these celebrities, they're peddling their goods and wares to us. Yeah. Now we got Gwyneth Paltrow trying to put candles up our genitalias and all of whatnot.
And you know what GOOP stands for?
What?
God or... opposite. Please.
Oh,
God
no.
Or opposite, please.
So it's like a fake out.
It's like God or opposite, please.
That's such
and they say opposite. It's
such that is such a sarcastic Gwyneth. What a sarcastic acronym.
That's
I hate
so
that.
Gwyneth.
Opposite of God. Opposite of God. That is what GOOP stands for.
Oh,
opposite.
I hate that.
Yeah.
I hate her. I hate her. I really hate her. I really don't like her. I just really hate her.
Oh my gosh.
Just really hate her. Ugh, I hate her. I just, when she came out with that candle, I was like, this is sick. I hate it. I really hate it. This candle is sick, and I hate it.
And I normally would say hate is a bad thing.
Right.
It's of the devil. But when you're talking about the devil, well, you have no choice but to hate.
Yeah.
And I know I said Ben Affleck was the devil, but it also could be Gwyneth Paltrow.
If the devil was going to be female, it would definitely be Gwyneth Paltrow. She's trying to get us to put eggs up in our bodies. And you know what? If God wanted the female body to have eggs in it, he would have made it that way. In the same way he would have given us belly button rings if he wanted us adorning our belly buttons. You know what I mean?
That part.
It's disgusting.
We came out the way God wanted us to come out, and everything else that people add to it, it's a sin, and it's nasty. I hate when I see little teen girls walking around with belly button rings, and now sometimes, you know, little teen boys. And not that I look at them often. I'm not looking at teens and their bellies out, but I work at the movie theaters, so occasionally I see these things.
It grieves
saw a little
heart
boy.
Of God. Boys are getting their belly buttons?
Yep.
Oh, it's... the rapture
sick.
Is... This rapture has got to be any minute.
I pray on it every day. They keep saying the world is ending because of global warming. The world is ending because of the sinning.
See? And so we got to get out of here.
We
got to get up and get out.
Well, what is playing this weekend at the movie theater?
Showing.
Oh, well, we do have The Passion of the Christ,
okay,
per
yeah,
usual.
I figured.
But yeah, so we're going to start with that. And then, of course, Fireproof will be playing at the 8 p.m.
Okay.
On the IMAX.
Okay, great.
And we got some teens in the theater right now. So.
Oh, really? Oh, how do you know that?
Oh, well, I always have a camera set up in the theater to record the teens.
Oh, it's like you have like your own baby monitor, but it's of the teen. You have a teen monitor.
Yeah.
Oh, let's see. What are they doing? Can I look on there?
Yeah.
What are they doing in there right now?
Take a little peek.
Oh, no.
Oh, wait.
Yeah,
I don't want to name names,
wow.
But this
hey.
Looks like Betsy Benefinstanciano. That's Betsy Benefinstanciano
really
right there.
That's Betsy.
Well, you know, you say you're not a filmmaker, but I think clearly you are.
Sharika Payne was played by the fabulous Shakira Janae Pay. Catch her in theaters now in the new House Party and follow her at Shakira Pay. I'm Holly Laurent playing Hallie Labonte, and Gray Haas was played by Greg Hess. Follow us and Mega the Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if you really want to get out of hell free card, support us on Patreon. The link is in the show notes.